Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to the radio program. And the Mount Gilead Church of Christ invites you to all of our worship services, beginning with our Bible studies at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings, then our worship service shortly after that, another evening worship service at 6 p.m., and then midweek we have a Bible study on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Why don't you come out and be with us? We're located on Mount Gilead Road. As you turn up, and many people go up toward Glasgow that way, and just stop by and pay us a visit, and we'd be just delighted to have you there with us and to study the Bible with us. This afternoon, I would like for us to look at something from the 23rd Psalm. Now, it's so familiar to people, especially at a time when they lose a loved one or they're having some sort of stress in their life, but to understand why it is considered such a wonderful part of Scripture is to understand the beauty of God's revelation and what God has provided for us, all together. The Bible itself is such a beautiful work of literature. Nobody can even produce anything that would compare with it. It has both thrilling exploits of those who have served God in the past, a victory over evil by anyone who would serve evil and try to do something that, would hurt God's plan or go against it. It has not only victory over evil, but it explains unto us in the future, ultimately, what will happen to both the good and the evil. And in all of these words of wisdom that it gives us, it explains to us exactly how we need to live here and now. The picture throughout the Scriptures is of God looking over us, loving us, and caring for us, and David understood this very well. In this Psalm of David, we see in the Shepherd's Psalm that we are all as sheep. Yes, sheep that go astray, but sheep which the loving shepherd tends to and looks after throughout all of our days. And so the words of this beautiful psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So the beginning picture is of the Lord looking over us and shepherding us as he does his children, just as if we were a shepherd looking over our flocks, and they don't know which way to go, they don't know where to find the best things to eat, they don't know where they can be sheltered, they don't know who's going to protect them from the wolves, but instead the shepherd will see to it and take care of them so that they will have a beautiful coat, so that they will be adorned with everything that's good for each other and for all of mankind. So the Lord is that kind of shepherd. "I shall not want," David says. We don't have need for anything in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no need for worry, because Jesus pointed out in the Sermon on the Mount, your Father knows that you have need of these things. But we do pray unto God about them. We thank him for our daily bread, which he does supply to us. And I dare say that no one is listening to me right now who is probably either hungry or has been in hunger for any length of time. You've probably just eaten a big lunch, and you are just about to eat lunch, something like that. And you're thinking right now, perhaps about all the things that you've been blessed with and the good health that you enjoy. You really don't lack for anything, especially in service unto God. Now, people out in the world will worry about these things, but people in the Lord Jesus Christ were taken care of, well taken care of, first and foremost spiritually, and also with having our daily needs met continually by the God of heaven who rains down blessings upon us. Verse 2 says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." As you picture that sheep, the little lamb laying down in the green pastures, surrounded by everything that it needs in order to live and to prosper, then you look out and you see the placidness of the waters, the still waters, the beauty of the calm and the collected life which God gives us. People out in the world constantly live in turmoil, having forever a sense of loss because they don't look forward to a better day when that grand reunion will occur in heaven. Looking forever to a time where they are constantly fretting and worrying about the condition of their own soul, whereas the Christian can reflect upon and see that his soul is well taken care of. I am surrounded by everything that I need, and my life is at ease. Not at ease in the sense I don't have work to do, but it is calm. I can deal with things because my soul, you see, is still. He restores my soul, in fact. Verse 3, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." The restoration of our soul comes at times when sometimes the least expected. Sin overtakes us suddenly, and then as we repent of that sin, it feels as if such a great burden is lifted off of us. And he restores unto us the blessings and the joy of salvation. The Lord shows unto us the ways of righteousness. As we study upon his word and we learn of it, Jesus himself said, "Search the Scriptures, For in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And certainly they do, not only testifying of Jesus, but also the purity of his life, the goodness of his way. And if we follow in his footsteps, it shows unto us the righteous way as well. We become a better people, a better nation as a whole, and a more righteous people by looking into the Bible and studying upon that word and then doing the work. And this is all done for his name's sake. None of this is done out of vainglory for ourselves, at least not if you're a true Christian. Instead, it's done to promote the glory of Jesus Christ. God put us here so that we might sing forth and praise him in the lives that we live. So let us do that every single day, and let us thank him for the bountiful blessing he gives to us, and not think that we ourselves have come by it by some sort of strength of hand or because of our own power. But instead, it is the power and blessings of the shepherd who has bestowed upon the flock everything that they need. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it says in verse 4, I will fear no evil. As I mentioned before, people in the world constantly live in fears. They are living in times of doubt and uncertainty. When war springs up, they think, could this lead to an ultimate world war and destroy the world? And yet Christians know, whatever else that happens, the only one who has the world within his hands is the Lord God. He will take care of it and control our surroundings according to his ultimate will. And I don't worry about that, because whatever else occurs and whatever else I might do, God will see to it that his plan is put into effect, and that he will decide when his son is going to return again and when all these things shall be dissolved. I have no fear, and there is no fear of evil. What can touch me? The wolves that are without? What can affect me? The sin and the temptations that come through the devil? The devil flees at the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and he has cleansed me from my sins, and therefore I can stand boldly against him, and he will flee from me. Who can affect me, as the wolves are threatening to attack the sheep, and yet the shepherd bars their way so that they have no fear of evil? Still, we also, as Christians today, look out into the things that happen in the world, and we say, look, you may do something to my body, but that doesn't affect my soul. I have no fear of you. Even as people out in the world have nothing else to attach themselves to other than their life here, we know that there is a life in heaven itself, an eternal life, and you can't touch that, and you can't take me out of God's hand. I instead will serve him faithfully for all my days. You are with me, the scripture says. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God has at his disposal all the means necessary to protect us and to keep us within his care. You prepare me, verse 5, a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. If I were to stay here and were given all the time that I wanted to mention the blessings of God just in my personal life, it would be more than I could do. I just couldn't get enough time to mention them all. God gives us such anointing, such blessing with things that he provides to us that our cup truly runs over as Christians. The next time you get to thinking about grumbling on this or that or complaining, realize that in the Shepherd's Psalm, we receive such uplifting inspiration from God because our cup runs over in service to him. Now, this is if you're a Christian, so you need to make sure that you've taken care of that. And then finally, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The final hope of heaven. The Bible is the very greatest of books, because nothing else can show us that way to eternal bliss. Psalm 23 is but one chapter, one small portion, which illustrates to us in such a loving and beautiful way the beauty of the entire Scripture, the promise of the entire Scripture, how that forever and ever God will bless us and keep us in that place which we call heaven. Next time you think about the 23rd Psalm or any other part of the Scripture, I want you to think about this. God's word is the very greatest thing that could ever be said. Anything that you've ever mentioned in life and anything that you've ever heard, it pales in comparison to the sweet words of Jesus Christ and the inspired words given unto the prophets and people of old that are recorded for us in the Scriptures. Study upon it. Live it. And God will guide you as a shepherd over his sheep, and he will take you into an everlasting abode into heaven itself. That's what we strive to do, to follow after God's way, and we'd like to serve God with you at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. I'm Tim McHenry from the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. Appreciate you listening to our short message this afternoon. Tune in again tomorrow if you can. And you all have the rest of a great day.